Uh-oh, no sound. You have been given the mystery in verse 11. Do you have been given the mystery of the kingdom of God? But those who are outside get everything in parables, so that while seeing they may see and not perceive, and while hearing they may hear and not understand. Otherwise, they might return and be forgiven. And he said to them, do you understand this parable? How will you understand all the parables? And so that's in verse 13 in which Jesus began to speak these things to him. And then I want you to skip over to verse 21. How do you understand? Now, I like what Jesus did. Jesus used to go into the synagogue. He would read the word, and then he would sit down, and he would speak about it. Verse 21. And he was saying to them, a lamp is brought, is not brought to be put under a basket, is it? Or under a bed? Is it not brought to be put on a lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor anything been secret, but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he was saying to them, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whosoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has, shall be taken away from him. He kept on talking with him, and then he said these words. And he was saying, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night, and he gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How? He himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts his sickle because the harvest has come. And he said, how shall we picture the kingdom of God? Or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the soil, though it is smaller than all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and forms large branches so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade. And with many such parables, he was speaking the word to them so far as they were able to hear it. And he did not speak to them without a parable, but he was explaining everything privately to his disciples. Can you imagine that? They're being on this, in that area. They were listening, but all they heard was stories. Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get the meaning of the parables? Jesus spoke it to his disciples, and for the most part, they didn't get it, but he was revealing the history to them. And so what we want to do this morning, we want to see how these things are beginning to develop. And if we put all of these together, kind of what you're going to hear this morning is that God knows, God cares, God prepares, and God matures. Now, that was the four. That was the four parables that you heard. And what he did in the first parable, he spotlighted. Do you take a lamp and do you put it under your bed? Does that make sense? No. Do you put it under a bushel basket? Does that make sense? No. But what do? You put it on a lampstand. That makes, God knows what's going on. He's going to put the light on you. And he's going to reveal it. Everything is going to be brought to light. But does God care about it? And then all of a sudden, we're going to be talking about a standard, about a bushel basket, so to speak, about a standard in which they would measure things. But the measurement is going to be developing how we live our life. There's going to be a standard there. And then we're going to be talking about God preparing. God prepares, such as you put a seed in the ground and the soil takes over. Do you know how it works? No, you go to bed and the soil takes over and it grows. God is preparing. And then lastly, we're going to look about the mustard seed. God matures. The mustard seed, the smallest seed, but in the garden it grows and it's going to be bigger than all the other seeds. Even so much that the birds of the air can now build its nest underneath. Okay, now you got it. God knows, God cares, God prepares, God matures. You got that? Stallone, you got that? Okay, Brantley got that? Good. Okay, Johnny, you got that? All right, we got that. Okay, now the rest is just going to be filling in the gaps. Because here's your four pictures now. How do all these things relate? Do you remember that lamp? See that bushel basket or that measurement down there? All of these have a piece. And in that third slide, bottom left, that's talking about the soil. Focus in on the soil. God takes over in the soil with His sovereign reign, sovereign rule. But then the smallest of the seed, those of the mustard seed. Now, in a generalized statement, I'd like to present this to you. The new birth occurs when the light, remember the light, we saw the light, when the light shines on our sinfulness, the confession of faith creates a change in lifestyle, remember the standard, with the capacity for trusting God, remember that seed that's taking over, with trusting God and allowing us to enter the kingdom, remember how He's going to mature it out? And then there's going to be room for all, allowing us to enter His kingdom through Jesus Christ when our time is up. And our time's going to be up. Johnny came in this morning and he was telling me about our friend Greg. His time was up. I came in this morning and Debbie was talking about Franco's only got, and then his time is up. And, you know, a lot of times our measures are coming into these pictures right here. When our time is up, are we prepared for that? So let's go back to the story. If you have the light, I want you to show it. Here's the scripture. A lamp is not to be put under a basket, is it? Or a bed? Noticing the lamp. Hey, by the way, who's the light? Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light. And then He says He's going to come back and He's going to expose, and everything that you thought was done in secret, guess what? It's in the light. Nothing's going to be hidden right before your eyes. Hebrews says that we are naked before the eyes of God. He can see through. He sows it. He sees it. He knows it. But by the way, not only do we see the picture of Jesus being the light of the world, but you are the light. When you've got Christ in your heart, He says, you're the light. You're the light. And because you're going to be the light, you're going to be showing something. For nothing is hidden except that it's going to be revealed, nor anything secret that will come to the light. You got any hidden secrets? Guess what? They're not hidden. It's going to come out. It's going to come out. But now, He says, if anyone has an ear to hear, let him hear. You got to be listening. As these stories are being told, you got to be listening. And you begin saying to yourself, well, what is God saying? Here's the truth about the matter. The Holy Spirit will speak to you here this morning. He will say to you things through the Scripture that I can't hear. He will bring things to light in your life. So if you have the light, don't put it under your bed. Don't hide it under a bushel basket. Show it. Show it. So when you have that, then He goes on and He says, if you have the truth, I want you to live it. Not only do I want you to show the light, but I want you to live it. Take care of what you listen to. Hey, who are you listening to? Now, if you're listening to one sector over here, we're going to tell you how to make $1 million. If you buy my book, you'll be a millionaire. I turn to be a millionaire. You just listen to me and I'll tell you how to be a millionaire. But you do have to buy my series of tapes, okay? You got to be careful who you're listening to. Because you're going to be setting a standard. It says, by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Now, the picture behind this is I call it a bushel basket. Because how... a bushel basket holds how much? A bushel. That's right. That's what it's supposed to. But a bushel basket, if it's built like this, if it's built like this, it's supposed to be a bushel. But what would happen if you took a bushel basket and you kind of tapered it toward the bottom? Would that be a full bushel? No, it wouldn't. Would you call it a bushel basket? Or in the marketplace? Well, it is a bushel basket, but it don't hold a bushel. What are you talking about? You ever buy a bag of tater chips? That bag's full, isn't it? That's what I'm talking about. You think you're getting it all. You got to be careful who you're listening to. By what standard of measure it's going to be measured unto you. Do unto others as what? You got it. By the standard that you measure, it's going to be measured to you. And then it says, now more will be given to you besides this. Now, here's what this thing kicks in there. For whoever has, more is going to be given. But those who do not have, even what they got, is going to be taken away. Now, does that sound fair? It's reality. You got to be careful how you live your life. God has given you very special understanding. The way you live your life, you will receive blessings. You'll even receive more blessings. But if you don't have the light, even though you've heard, it's going to be taken away. The standard of living that you set, let it be according to the standard of Christ. Does it line up with the world? Because then, if you have the faith, you need to do something else. You need to trust it. What are you talking about? Kingdom of heaven, like a man who casts seed upon the soil. And he goes to bed at night. And he puts on his CPAC. And he gets a good night's sleep. And the seed sprouts and it grows, and he does not know it himself. God is at work. You don't know how he saves somebody. You don't know how he makes a new creation. But you know what he does. You don't know how Christ changed your life. But you know he did. That's what's happening. If you got the faith, trust it. Even though you can't see it, even though you don't understand it, God is sovereign, God is at work, and he's bringing about. So can we trust him? Because the soil produces. What does it do? Crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the matured. But when the crop permits, he immediately brings the sickle because the harvest has come. God is at work in your life. God's at work in Korea, South Korea. We sent a missionary to England and the Air Force, and now we're sending a missionary to South Korea. We don't know how God's going to do this. We really don't know how God's going to get him there. And we really don't know how God's going to mature him. But you know what we know? He is. Last time Franco left here, he was baptized. And he went to the Air Force, and now he's living on Tuesday, and he's going to South Korea. And you know what? The seed's in the soil. He's in the hands of God. God's bringing about maturity. And when it's ripe, there's going to be a harvest. You know what? You as a believer, you may be talking to a telemarketer. But you know what? Talking to a telemarketer, all of a sudden, this telemarketer's not going to listen beyond question 3, but the next one may listen to question 4. If what you're doing is out of love, if what you're doing is out of love, the soil is going to take over. You don't know how it's going to happen. God's going to bring about a harvest. You don't know what's going to happen to this guy that's going through the crisis, Debbie. But God is going to bring it about. All we have to do is live the life, love in the name of Jesus, share the good news, and allow the results up to God. Let's go, because there is a maturity going on. Secondly, if you have the seed, sow it. Not secondly, but next. How we picture the kingdom of God is like a parable. A mustard seed, smallest of all seeds, which when it is sown, though it's smaller, it's thrown upon the soil. When it grows up, becomes larger, all the plants, the branches, so big that the birds of the air can do what? Nest under its shade. You know what God has planted? God has planted in your life to give you a place of rest. Michael was talking about when we go to heaven. Y'all remember that? When we go to heaven, we're going to see Jesus. That's when we enter in the final rest. How big's heaven? Big. Okay? And it's big enough for all of us to have a rest. Cease from our labors that we do here and rest in His presence as we sing, I extol Him. So now let's put these things together now as we're doing that. With many other parables, He was speaking the Word. And by the way, we learned in Hebrews that the Word's alive. He was speaking the Word, but as much as they were able to hear. In other words, this morning, how much are you able to hear? How much did you understand by reading the, not me, but reading the parables? You read the Word for yourself. The Word of God is alive. How much were you able to absorb just by reading God's Word? And you're only going to absorb as much as you're able to hear, and as much as you're able to hear, then all of a sudden, He is going to explain this truth to you. So how does that work? God takes what is hidden, and He's going to do what? Bring it to light. True? Yes, definitely. Secondly, God takes what is given, the standard, and He's going to multiply it. He will. Hey, that's part of the Christian life. It's for Him to multiply in your life. He wants you to have the fullest joy. He's going to multiply. Thirdly, God takes the dead and brings it to life. You remember that seed that was sown in the ground? Where was it sown? It was sown in the soil. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to go and it's going to produce fruit. God takes a person that's dead and He brings them to life. And there's a harvest time coming. God takes what is small and produces for all. God takes what is small. Hey, how much faith does it take to lead somebody to Christ? Mustard seed. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, Madison, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you know what you can do? You can tell that pecan tree that's planted back here where I live to go jump in the sea. And you know what will happen? It'll do it. Mustard seed faith. Now that's just kind of analysis. That's how big faith really is. That's what Jesus said. So therefore, God takes what is small and He can produce something for all. God took a hungry dawn. True statement. God took a hungry dawn along with the team and fed how many people? Last time.
Two hundred ninety-eight families.
God took what was small and produced for all. That's the way God has worked. So when you look at this, remember, the light's going to reveal, the standard of way that you live is going to multiply based on your standard. If your standard is not up to His standard, it's not going to multiply the way He wants it to. The measurement that you do, the soil is going to reproduce. That's what soil does. That's what the Word of God does. That's what your life does. It reproduces, and the seed is going to mature. So one day, in the presence of God, you're going to find rest. So what are you telling me? If you have the light, what are you supposed to do? If you have the truth, what are you supposed to do? Live it. If you have the faith, what do? Even when you cannot see it, you trust it. And if you have the seed, sow it. Sow it. Leave the results up to God, because there's a place in heaven that's waiting. Now, it's kind of like this. You know, y'all see that. Do y'all see what that is? Y'all understand what that is? Anybody? If you got it? You don't get it?
Oh,
Huh. Does everybody see that now? Okay, you see that now. Some of you didn't get it. Some of you still don't get it, but you're scared to say, I don't get it. But when you break that word out, get it. He is Lord. That's the story. That's the story that Jesus told. He's Lord. Is He the Lord of your life? Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Let's pray. Father, it's so good to know that there's something going on around here that we can't explain. It's good to know that God knows, hey, warts and all. God knows the good, the bad, the ugly. And He's going to bring it to light. It's good to know that. It's good to know, God, that You really do care about us. And the way that we live, our standard of living, and we know that when it lines up with You, that it multiplies. It's good to know, God, that we don't have to understand how God does it, but God does multiply things. It's good to know that we leave the results up to You. And it's good to know that one day, God, one day the harvest is going to be and we're going to rest. We're going to rest with You, Lord, in heaven. We thank You for that. For those who do not know You as Lord and Savior this day, Lord, I ask them to get it. And what is the message? Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord. So, Father, reveal to us what You want us to know. Each one of us that are here this morning, we've all heard something in a little different way. Same story, but Your Holy Spirit applied it 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 for what we needed today. Multiply Your word through our life. Let us, God, live in the light. Live the life of Christ. Let God do it. And then bring us home one day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Kind of interesting, Johnny was talking about a while ago that Greg Cox, one of our friends, he went on to be with the Lord. And he lived on crutches all of his life. But in heaven, right now, he threw those crutches away. He's resting now from the works in which he did. What about you? Are you ready to rest in the presence? Two things are going to happen this morning. One thing, if you've already invited Christ in your heart and you want to make it public so that we can share it with everybody, please come down and see me front. I'm going to stand there. The second part is that we're going to be standing together and we're going to be singing about the Lordship of Christ. He is Lord. Prayer altars are open. Many times you have something you need to leave there and allow God to do the work on it. But you have to leave it at the altar. It's for you. Maybe you'll be seeking a guidance or an understanding. Something happening in your life that you really need an answer. I don't know what the prayer altars do, but sometimes when we just make that public commitment, God takes over. What about you? Let's stand together as we sing.